So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Hey, Kirk, do you mind? I wanted to give Rich something. Rich in the hall. Rich, sure. Is here in the house. I gotta provide something. What did I do with it? The maniac that went 116 miles an hour. Here it is.
It's in the file somewhere.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, the Democrat AG, Jay Jones, supposed to complete community service with a non-political, charitable, nonprofit. Reckless driving and texting. And reckless texting. Oh, I buried the lead here. Wait a minute. Raging Jay Jones, the reckless driving and reckless texting. He couldn't have been texting at 116 miles an hour.
I hope not.
That's what the charges
that's
were.
Ridiculous.
That's right here. Yeah, Kirk, if you want to give it to Rich here for his show. My God, this guy. And the networks have spent 63 seconds on it. I think it was NBC's the only one that's covered it. He's a menace. He is literally a menace, this guy. And we have people now in Virginia saying he talked to them. If more cops were shot, then they wouldn't shoot civilians so much. All right, I saw something. We'll come to your calls here in a second. On Twitter that we told you about way back in August, but now there's a report out that is able to clarify a little bit more how much of this is happening. So we're into the school year a little bit, and you may have seen this in your school. It's equitable grading, and the report now says that 52% of American schools and districts have begun rolling out a new program called equitable grading. There are four metrics that you use to determine whether this school district is using equitable grading. One, unlimited test retakes. Two, no zeros for missing work. You miss it, you may not pass. It's up to them, but you cannot get a zero no matter what you do. I'm not doing it. Remember I told you? I won't say his name anymore. It's long ago. I had a kid just sat there and said, I'm not doing the work. I have a constitutional right to fail. I brought in the vice principal, and the vice principal in the hallway, Henry, goes to me, well, doesn't he have a constitutional right to fail? I said, fine. Let's put that out there. You have a constitutional right to fail. He goes, all right. What do you want me to do? I want you to go in, make him pick up his pencil, whatever I dictate, and I don't know what it will be. I want him to have to write it down.
Yeah, he's in your classroom.
Right, and I just started taking books, Henry, and here, you know, Alexander the Great. Write it down. Oh. That type of thing. And he told him if he didn't, he was going to put him on instant suspension.
Jeez.
But in school districts now, that kid would have said, I have a right, not only do I have a right to fail during this period, but you can't give me a zero. Next up, no late penalties. No homework. Homework is excluded from final grades, and no required participation in the class. Now, they're not saying every school district has adopted all five of these. But if you have one, it tells you this is a test case. And the one that seems to be the worst one that more schools are doing, according to this report, is the no zeros. That's where we are. American 15-year-olds placed last year 28 out of 37 countries in math and reading, and math scores just hit their lowest levels in 20 years. Well, we're just going to say, hey, well, here's 52% of schools are using at least one equitable grade policy. Now, in Philadelphia, they not only have the five. I'm kind of making this up a little bit, but I would guess they probably have five more of what they're not going to do. Okay? 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210, and you are in. All right, Henry, you can give us a quick review. Tomorrow, we hope to have Christian Toto, right? You think he'll come on?
Yeah, he's going to be tomorrow at 1230.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this, and this wasn't planned this way. But I agree with the Hollywood Reporter, and I agree with this critic, John Demtree, based upon, in general terms, I'd have to see something that would switch me, that this movie out starring DiCaprio right now, one battle after another, in this climate, is bad news. It is going to inspire people. Now, it's not direct. It's you can't do a video game. I'm not one of those guys with the video games make people kill each other. But you take people that are already borderline a bit, and over a period of a lot of stuff going on, particularly right now. So you like the movie, but do you see this in this climate where the bottom line is political violence is acceptable? You're dealing with Nazis. You're dealing with somebody with something in their brain attacking cities. Even in Haverford, we talked about this. So leafy community, their signs don't say elect Henry Machette or Dom Giordano. They say resistance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
All right. So when I saw this movie, my first thought is in like the first half hour of the movie, I was like, oh man, wait until someone at Fox News sees this first half hour. They're going to have a field day with this one. And I'm surprised it took them whatever 2 weeks it's been now or 3 weeks since the movie came out to get here. I totally see the political, you know, getting upset at the political violence aspect because it is a left wing kind of militia group going up against, you know, the government that's, you know, deporting Hispanic people left and right. There's bombings.
They go to detention centers and they blow them up to get them out.
Yes, that's exactly what they did. They went to the detention center. They got blown up. The one got caught. And that kind of starts this whole story. And then obviously it fast forwards 16 years later. And that's where the real movie starts, I should say. But yeah, this first half hour, I can so see people getting upset about that. In the era that we live in, I don't think Paul Thomas Anderson intended for this to, you know, obviously the release coinciding with, you know, what's happened lately. But I thought it was a good movie. But yeah, I do see how that opening sequence is problematic.
Kirk, I hate to be impolite. We have somebody in the hallway with something important out of here. So we've just find out what it is because I can't go to break.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. You've just find out. I want to make. Yeah. It bothers me to have somebody waiting because I don't like to wait.
Yeah.
Impatience is not a negative in many instances. Henry, remember that.
Patience is a virtue, though.
Well, okay.
I think I got that award in grade school.
Yeah. The walk-up music part of it, too. Okay. So you are pretty much on board with the film. You can tell me during the break, Kirk. 855-839-1210, you get on board. You think it's a pretty good film.
It's a pretty good film. And the thing is, too, like I thought at first they might be portraying the left-wing, you know, terrorists as, you know, good guys. But as the movie went on, you're like, oh, no, they're horrible people. I think it's portrayed.
Yeah.
I think because like the head honcho, it's Leo DiCaprio's wife, so to speak, in the movie. She's just not a good person. She's the one leading these bombings, like doing these things. And they portray her as an awful person because she gets up and abandons her family. So her and Leo have a kid in the movie. Right.
Right.
That's the whole thing. They have a kid. She abandons them to go continue fight for freedoms in different countries around the globe, because that's her prerogative.
Okay.
And Leo gets very upset with her. It's like,
right.
You have a family here now. You got to stop doing this stuff. Like, it's behind us. It's our past. She's like, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Well, I have to. The nuance in your eye with film, I respect. I don't know that the average seeing this, though, is going to get.
Probably
that,
not.
That sort of thing. I think the big picture part of this in the middle of it. It just and we have Zach Bryan. We've been talking about that around his new song. If this ever sees the light of day, I think he's going to back away with it. It is endless to see this play out. It's just an endless barrage that we're seeing right now. And these attacks on ICE, somebody's going to get seriously hurt here. I'm surprised that we have not. Well, in Dallas, we have people killed. It is inflaming this up and down the line. And again, I have a report that the post office over in Roxborough, the one at Midvale, that the American flag is upside down. I'm going to check it out on my way home. If anybody's near there, you can tell me one way or the other. This is a time where there's got to be more. You got to give up the Nazi stuff. You got to give up the government is a Christian white nationalist and all the rest. I mean, there's enough policy debate here with Trump to go after, to duke it out over. All right, right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Has all the money gone?
Yes! All right, Henry, what do you have here?
Yeah, so this Money Melody is in honor of Gary. I kind of stole his thunder a little bit when I played Thunderstruck. Welcome to the Jungle. Before he, we took his call, and that was his side question answer. So I'm going to play for you today a cover of Welcome to the Jungle. Simply put, I want to know the language in which it is being covered here. If you listen closely to the first few lines of this cover, they do speak it in English, and you can really hear the accent of which this country or language, you know, is that the song is from. So I want to know the country or language of origin in which this song is being sung. Really listen for that accent at the beginning of the song here when they sing the first few lines in English. All right, let's take a listen here.
All right.
Make any of that out?
No, I'm not sure. So what are we looking for here?
We are looking from the either the country that this song hails from or the language it's being sung in.
Okay.
Really listen for that accent in the Welcome to the Jungle part.
All right.
Rewind.
855-839-1210. Off on another scavenger hunt here.
It's a European country. I'll narrow it down
country.
That much.
Oh, here we go. 855-839-1210. And get in. We're playing for a $50 Metro Diner gift card. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. Great spot. $50 goes a long way. Get in right now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me.
All right, just let me know on Twitter at DomShow1210. Who has gone more off the deep end, Dan or Henry, since he's been in charge of the Money Melody as far as the European tour, the Finns, Zimbabwe lyrics.
Estonia.
It's a pretty close battle. Yeah. Dan's highlight was Taylor Swift doing the great Eminem.
Yeah, Lose Yourself.
It's wild. Oh. Yeah, I love that song. I love him in that. The music, the moment. He's got it on it. The rest is regrettable, but there you go. So, Henry, we're looking for, again, what today?
We are looking for the language the song is being sung in, besides English. We're listening for that accent or the country it comes from.
Gotcha. Equitable grading in that country. Here we go. All right, Paul in Tabernacle. All right, Paul, what's your answer today? Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Would that be Iceland?
All right, Henry, any comment on that?
No, it's not a very niche country. I'll say that much. I'm not like going like some. There's a reason I didn't give a whole lot of hints to it.
All right, the FCC, niche.
Niche, whatever.
Yeah, there we go. All right, you say niche, I say niche. No, the other way around.
Tomato.
Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what's the country?
Would it be in Russian?
All right, no. Henry, do we need more of a clue here? The other thing you're looking for, the country or what?
Yeah, or the language.
Language, yes.
I'll say this much. This country sports a red, white, and blue flag, just like us.
Oh, there we go. Bob and Cherry Hill. All right, Bob, what's your answer?
Norwegian.
No, I think they have blue in their flag. Blue and white, that I remember. All right.
And you know what? Another flag that is synonymous with this country is the white flag.
Oh, yes, I got you now. Let's go to Mary in Mays Landing. All right, Mary, what do you have?
Well, I was going to say something different, but how about Switzerland?
No, they don't have the white flag. No, I'll put you take it off air. When we have a winner, we'll announce it here. Henry, other clue you want to give?
Oh, we can take Frank real quick if he's got it.
Yeah, I'll take Frank. Yeah, let's see if he's got it. All right, Frank in the Northeast. All right, Frank, what's yours?
I think it's French.
There you go.
The white flag. The surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Maginot Line. That usually wins as one of the all-time worst ideas. Who is singing it, Henry?
This is Knives and Tulip by, Escarre.
Okay.
Escarres. I don't know. I don't speak French.
All right. I had it for 4 years, and I don't speak it either, but that's okay. All right, 855-OUE-LA-TABAC. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Just hearing Nick Cale talking about it in the morning, too, this Zach Bryan thing, we hit upon a lot yesterday. And the song, both the tax cops, talks about ICE busting down the door and the fading of the red, white, and blue. So today, he says everybody ought to just ease up a bit. When I put out the full song and the full album, whatever it is, it all become clear. No, it's not. He's already backpedaling. Brian is renowned as a country music star, yet he has attacked President Trump. During the 2024 campaign, he reacted to the assassination attempt on Trump by saying he did not support President Trump, but he criticized what he described as the performative response that followed, calling Trump's defiant fist in the air gesture sick. I mean, look, when you get shot in the ear or anything else in a thing like that, and you collect yourself in a political campaign to yell fight, 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 as they're taking you off still with maybe other people wanting to shoot at you. Hey, buddy, I think you deserve anything you do in that iconic moment. And guess what? People loved it. I still don't think that's the thing, Henry, we were in Gettysburg, Roe and I, and Dan frantically calling on a Saturday. I'm thinking, Dan never calls on a Saturday. What the heck could have happened here? And I thought, and a lot of people thought, that would be definitive. That's why Trump would win. That would be the moment. I don't think there was enough credit given for this. I don't think it was. I think more it was the track record of Trump and Kamala Harris was beyond belief a bad candidate. Getting shot that moment to the base of Trump supporters, yes, it is iconic. But it's not the thing that pushed it over the top. It's surprising. I would have thought when you get shot, you survive in a political battle. That, and particularly the way he handled it, was one of a kind. I'm still not convinced that's what it was. It was more basic stuff that went on here. But Zach Bryant, I'm predicting, is going to downplay this song. He already is backpedaling on it. And if he continues to push it in this manner, country music has become a bigger tent, but I don't think they're accepting this. Three things. Attacking it. Well, do you have it, Henry? Do you still have the Zach Bryan cut?
Let me pull it up.
Yeah. All right, here's a cut that he put up on Instagram, and he has now said over the last 24 hours, people are taking this the wrong way. You understand the context of it. There's no context. This guy is mentored by Bruce Springsteen, who he mentions in this. All right, here's the song. All right, so three big things in there, going after the cops, going after ICE, talking about you can't build a house. I guess that's a reference to not enough illegal workers. And then the fading of the red, white, and blue. Is country music ever, now, it's a kind of little test. Which one of those three bothers you the most if you hear it, particularly a guy who is in a genre that usually is supportive of it? My answer, you could probably guess. And maybe I'm overly sensitive. It's not the fading of the red, white, and blue. Nope. It's not the ICE. It's the cops. Every time, that's where I'm going to go. Because we're seeing, somewhat because of the support they get, somewhat because of the $50,000 signing bonus, WHYY sort of opining today, we're seeing these ads out there, become an ICE officer. There's a lot of downside, a lot of difficulty, but you know what? They get a lot of backing here. But you take the average cop, whatever this guy says, and it's just a continuous battle. Who really stands with them? Well, places like Talk Radio 1210, Talk Radio listeners, do all that they can on this and get it. But across the board, take a place like Philadelphia. You're hunted by Larry Krasner. There is no doubt. And the town itself is still down on police. I'm looking today at the story, the guy who is the police recruiter, still saying how tough it is to recruit people to be Philadelphia cops. Why would that be? Look at what they go through. Just look at the mentality here in a place like Philadelphia. And it's worse in a place like Portland, Chicago, probably the same kind of thing. That's what they face. So out of those three things, the first thing I go after this guy on, stop it with the cops. You got to be kidding me. You really got to be kidding me. So he had a run-in with the police. I can just imagine. He went to jail. Now we give him credit. He served in the Navy. But the rest of this stuff is surprising at best. So we'll see the big reveal when this genius comes out with some context. There is no context. He floated this. He was told, you are bigger than this country music. You're going to revolutionize country music. Is there any genre? Which one of these three? Now, probably with country music, it would probably be the fading of the red, white, and blue. To me, it's always going to be one thing, though. If I have choices in here, just like with the national anthem, it wasn't about the country. They wanted to go after the cops. Malcolm Jenkins, others. They wanted to go after the cops. That's exactly what it was about. Kaepernick, cops are pigs. Bacon, fry them up, the whole thing. It's the cops. It's always the cops. That's where it's going to go. And I'm talking about the average cop in a big city or suburbs, wherever they are. That's who they're going after. We'll see. Country music, I don't know, maybe the subtlety of the last part of this, the fading of the red, white, and blue, whatever the exact line is. Maybe they won't revolt over that. This is not going to be a big seller. And this is going to be something, I think, ultimately, and Henry, I think you agree on this, even though you went to one of his concerts. Is he going to be singing this front and center at a concert? I think it goes on the back burner.
I don't know, because it is an unfinished song. I do want to hear the rest of it. I do want to hear how it turns out, how maybe this is all out of context, the way he's trying to spin it right now. I don't know. If it ends up being a jam, like if it's a good song, I don't know how you can keep it in the background.
Well, true, but how, look, this is an age-old thing. There's no context to calling the cops what he did here, to me.
Well, I guess we'll see. If he starts playing this at a concert in the near future and they start booing him, we'll see. Maybe he just hides it. Yeah, he puts it.
Now, in his estimation, we're seeing a fading of the red, white, and blue. I think that is a point of huge sensitivity for country music fans.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I could see the point he's making, you know, the polarization back and forth, even though I don't agree with it. And ice busting down your door, to me, there's no context here. I mean, he's going after ice. But my focus immediately, I tune out the rest of it. When I hear the cop stuff, I really get defensive. Mm-hmm. It's the hardest job imaginable, particularly in big cities and what we see. And with ICE, at least they have the backing. At least they're getting a $50,000 bonus. Although, you have to worry. In fact, do you have that one here on TikTok? It's a short one of the woman talking about how easy it is to find where they live and who their kids are. Yeah, tell me which one that is. I just wanted to give it to
seven.
You. Seven. Yeah, so here is Joelle Phillips about ICE agents, and she's a bit of a... Look, everybody's an influencer, but that's her. I don't know how big her
quote unquote.
Yeah, quote unquote. Listen, and this was on TikTok, and then we had somebody riffing on it. Listen to this, not only against ICE agents, but toward their children, and making the point to these demented people, do you know how easy it is to get at them?
Hi, you know, ICE agents have children too. Most of them have children too. And it's not as hard as you think to figure out who they are, where they go to school, their names. It's not hard at all.
Now, is that something I would investigate? Yes. When you're getting into kids, when you're telling people, particularly if there's some reach here, whatever, that, yeah, it's not too hard to figure this out. It's not too hard to know where they go to school. And again, that's the burden that ICE agents face. But the proof is either because of the pay, because of the benefits and what they view the country and what they're doing, they are able to recruit. They have 100,000 waiting list. Philadelphia police are saying they still can't recruit cops. Well, where's your campaign, Sherelle Parker? Where is your campaign out there spending money, advertising, getting in the face of people and saying, we want you to be a Philadelphia cop, you're honored? And the reason is because you don't honor them. You're afraid. It took a 22-year-old, Frank Scales, to unmask Larry Krasner. You're not doing it. You're not going to step up on him. That probably, and he's got a lot of foibles, that is the worst thing about Krasner. And that's hard to say. There's so many bad things. He is a hunter of cops. He lives for that, to go after cops. Larry, you know it. You can't hide it. That's your preoccupation. That and letting people out of jail that she'll still be in jail and all that, but it's the cops. It's always the cops. All right, phone lines.
Dom, real quick, what if I were to tell you Joelle Phillips, who we just listened to, what if I were to tell you she has an Emmy?
For what?
Makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she works in Hollywood.
She works in Hollywood. She's, let's see, she's worked on the OWN Network, Netflix, NYX Cosmetics, wow, NBC Universal, CNN, BBC, AMC, Johnson & Johnson, and Fox 29 Philadelphia.
Oh, not currently, though.
Not currently, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She won her Emmy with the show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
All right, if you told me all that, I would say great research work. Because that's, you know, we should find out where she's working now. Because we'd like to know, what do they think about it? She has I don't even know about a First Amendment right here. This is trampling awfully close when you're talking about their kids and where they are and seeing them at school, to at least encouraging harassment, go after the kids, if not outright violence. You don't have to say it word by word. You don't have to say go and attack the kids. But if you can find out where she works now, I'd at least ask them, are you aware of this? So we don't think she's an influencer per se, but she won an Emmy for makeup. Wow. She's a prominent mainstream person, not somebody living in her mother's basement.
She's got a job and everything.
Yeah. And talking about how easy it is to find the kids of these ICE agents. Wow. Doesn't end. If she were working at Fox 29 now, we'd call them. You know, we'll find out. I guess she's freelances. She works all over the place. But she's won an Emmy for makeup. And yet she's out there tantalizing on social media. Go after the kids. Now, you know the rule. And I've lived it myself. You come after me. I'm a bloviator. We get all that, okay? Even though there are limits there. You mentioned Roe or DJ and Luke. We had a guy, the Bugle Boy. We had to get the VIP force with him. And thank God he hasn't been hurt in quite a while. And he told them, they said, well, don't listen. And he said, I have to listen. I mean, you know. But this is just a guy trying to do his job and protect the country, the ICE agent. And they want to know, these creeps, why they wear masks. Who are they to be wearing masks? You got people like Joelle Phillips here saying, we know how to get to the kids. It's easy. Are you kidding me? And it is relatively easy. Anything in this environment that incites for that is just something that any reasonable employer should take a look at. They really should. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You know, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. Now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be hearing that as walk-up music on Friday. I didn't ask Rich in the hallway. You may take that up later. Does he have any walk-up music when he speaks on Friday? But we'll find out. That's what we're looking for. That's the fun of it. What is a song that would work with that kind of crowd? Big event, huge event this coming Friday. And we hope you'll come over to Mulligan's on your way there. You know, meet Johnny, experience that, get some of that Taylor pork roll, and he has egg in there, the breakfast ham, the whole thing, and Henry throwing the football, the big Taylor ham debate. Watch Kirk on this. He's as rabid as Roe is with the gravy thing. Taylor ham versus the pork roll.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And the way she just stepped right in. Tonight's the debate, so hopefully we'll have Matt Rooney on tomorrow breaking down the debate in addition to that. I think they're confirmed with Rich on walk-up music. Henry, do you have any a nod from him on any particular song?
Not yet. He's still deliberating.
Does he have any suggestions? Do you have any suggestions?
No, well, what do you like? I mean, where would you typically go?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we're talking for Friday, for Jersey?
Yeah, for Friday, for Jersey,
yeah.
Yes.
Friday for Jersey. All right. Well, we got to do something something powerful, like maybe what's Shoot the Thrill, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a great one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be good.
All right.
I'm thinking something in the superhero genre, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What's Dom's? What's Dom's song?
Dom's is God Bless the USA.
Yeah, okay. I have to do that, yeah.
That's a walk-up song, though?
No, it's not a walk-up, maybe. It's Dom time at the end, whatever it is.
It's Dom time.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I guess I think for a walk-up song, you need something like really loud.
Okay. Right? Yeah, it'll be a place where it has to be. All right, so a superhero for Rich Cioli.
Maybe we could do as a question of the day, what should my walk-up song be?
That's exactly what we've been doing here, yeah.
That's what we've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll throw yours into the mix.
Anyone's. I did Rollin' by Limp Bizkit.
Okay,
oh,
nice.
Yeah. But that audience is going to go with that. Yes, that's going to be a natural.
Real American. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's Kirk's. Yeah. All right. On Twitter, you can hit me at DomShow1210 if you have a suggestion for Rich. Again, I'm not sure of the staging of this, Henry. That's your job. Get with Matt Rooney. He's our conduit. Tell him all the demands we have for this.
I think Andrew might be producing down there, too, so maybe we have to get in his ear as well.
Ah, absolutely. And Ro will be with me. The only thing we need is we can't find a pina colada anywhere. Nobody makes pina coladas anymore.
Oh, boy.
And all they say is, no, we don't have a blender. What the heck? I'm serious. Why is the pina colada gone away?
I guess it's too much trouble to make. It's not worth, you know, all the ingredients and the overhead, and then having to turn around and blend it for a few seconds, just wasting time. But it's got to be some sort of cost efficiency.
Aren't there other drinks? Fred Heron, I was a bartender there. I mean, you could have got a peanut.
I still say rum and Coke. It's easy. Just couple of things, half a glass of Coke.
Okay.
A couple shots of rum and you're done.
All right, Joe of Exton, though. Right on brand today for the walk-up music. Rich is right, though. The Lee Greenwood, I'm just sentimental toward it. It doesn't blast it. All right. Is there a South Philly song? I'm trying to. Rocky's too corny. Can't do that.
Right. I do. Yeah, I do one of the Rocky songs.
Yeah.
Maybe not Gonna Fly Now, because that is a little generic, but something like that.
Okay.
Going the Distance, that's a good one.
That fits, definitely. Let's go to Joe of Exton. I don't know, his walk-up song would be classical. But, Joe, what do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
This Friday at Mulligan's, when you are introducing Chitterelli as walk-up music, use the song sung by Bobby Vinton, Wildwood Days. This is a song extolling joy, happiness, and having fun.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you very much. I thought he had Bobby Barron, then he went to Bobby Vinton here.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Vinton is in Goodfellas. Who is it in Goodfellas that sends a bottle of champagne over?
Oh.
Maybe it was Bobby Darin. I think it would be
Bobby
Darin.
That was my mistake. That was my bad. I thought he said
Darin. I would tell you the scene, my favorite scene out of Goodfellas, which you think is only a good movie, not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they come in the back door.
Oh, agree. To
the
whatever. Then he kissed me, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Great one.
Just unbelievable. And when she says, I know some women would have gotten out of there when the boyfriend hands them a gun to hide. I have to admit it. I was turned on. Oh, my God. That's top stuff. We'll see if Henry can re-rank Goodfellas at some point.
I should say, though, we were talking about one battle after another earlier. I put Paul Thomas Anderson in that same category as Martin Scorsese. His movies are all good.
Right.
I'm not necessarily like, oh my gosh, what a movie, you know?
I don't know. What's his best film?
Paul Thomas Anderson? Magnolia, Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood. You could pick from a few, yeah.
Okay. Boogie Nights is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On Deck Circle, Zenos, Drew. And you, 855-839-1210. Oh, God, yes. What do you do for a living? I'm in construction. Your hands are...
Hello.
Oh, God. 855-839-1210. That's how you... soon, a White House roundtable on Antifa violence. All right, so we'll have him. We're still trying to get this Nick Sorter. He's at the White House today. No wonder why we can't get him.
Seriously.
Yeah, he used to come on at a drop of a hat. He's got the red tie and the blue jacket, too. All right, so White House Roundtable and Antifa violence. This is not going away. It is a group that, in Portland, has just done what they wanted for the last 10 years that we've been looking at. All right, we're going to get a winner here today, though. 855-839-1210. And also tell you, we already know tomorrow's side question, given where we're going to be on Friday. And you'll want to think long and hard on this one to be outside the box. You know, most home sellers are being lied to by people they trust, and it's costing them a fortune. That's where my great friend, and how many years have we been together doing this, Diane Cardano-Casaccio comes in. Diane has sold thousands of homes and has identified the 10 biggest myths that are not just bad advice. These are the things that drain $50,000, $75,000, even $100,000 from your bottom line. Now, she's holding this free breakfast seminar, and I've done maybe 20 with her, for home sellers on Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m. Join me and Diane in Fort Washington. She'll reveal the truth about pricing, staging, photography, and the one biggest mistake that forces homes to stay on the market for months after months, losing thousands. All attendees get a copy of Diane's newest book, Model Home Mindset. So join me and Diane and a great breakfast, October 18th. All you have to do is tell her you're coming. RSVP now. Call 215-576-8666. Or online, same thing, 215-576-8666.com. And again, if you're thinking about it, moving, even if it's a year or two from now, doesn't matter. This is the place to be. 215-576-8666.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, jump in right now. Lightning round. Let's get a winner. Walk-up song for Friday is what we're talking about. Boy, thank God Dolly Parton addresses concerns about her health. Her sister said prayers, and then they had to say, no, no, it's not.
I was worried about that.
Well, yeah, the sister shouldn't have said that. I mean, she's got some health issue she had to cancel, but not that. You know, yeah. This is, I think, the new Betty White. Since Betty White passed. Even though she's not.
You think?
The eight. Oh, yeah.
I think it might be Dick Van Dyke. Did you see what he said?
No.
He said it'd be very funny if he didn't live to 100. His birthday's December 13th. His 100th birthday.
He's not beloved like those two. I mean, he's beloved, but not Dolly Parton, who might, I think he'd be even more than Betty White. It's hard to do.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah. So the sister, calm down a little bit. All right. I don't think we saw him. Has he ever been at Mulligan's? I know we hear about all these cowboy boots and all, but Zenos in Upper Darby is with us. Zenos, have you ever come to one of our events? I don't remember.
No, Dom, I didn't, but I'm going to try to make him as you have him. It's been a little tough for me, but I am going to try. One of these days, I'm going to surprise up. I'm going to pop in like Houdini.
Well, I remember that call. It was out of nowhere on Memorial Day I was on, and bang, there was Zenos.
And I was hooked ever since, Dom. My song is Eye of the Tiger. It was a Rocky thing. It's loud, it's proud, and it's a good walk-up song, I think. And I'd like to make one comment about that lunatic in Virginia.
Yes.
He's the kind, people like him and the country guy, they incite the other lunatics, and most of them, to do these shootings. I don't care what anybody says, Dom. This is America. They're from the left with Solis and everybody. These people are unhinged lunatics from the left. And I hold the Democrat Party, I do, I hold them responsible and these people in the media that don't call them out.
Thank you. That's well put, Zenos. Yeah, and Zach Bryan's got a much vaster audience. He's not saying what this guy did, but the attack on cops there. You know, all right, he had a bad experience with a cop. I don't know. This guy seems a little bit unwound, and he was in jail for it. And, Henry, the other thing is, too, musicians can do what they want. It doesn't seem to be any continuity of where we're going here. Now, maybe that's when he puts in I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like the degenerate line, but my generation. I thought that was pretty insightful and funny. But then it's back to the wife. Is she here illegally? Is that why the ICE is busting down the door?
I guess that's why we need more context to the song.
True, but I don't see you getting away with what he said about cops in any context. That's going to be hard. All right, Drew of Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You know, Dom, I'm very disappointed with that Zach Bryan, because if you're a country music fan, that's very uncharacteristic of one of them. I mean, the older guys in country music, they were like, oh my goodness, what's this guy doing?
There was one female. Go ahead, Drew.
Unless that song ends in a positive note, right. Because a lot of the country music songs, they're depressing in the beginning, but then they make the comeback. So,
what's he going to say at the end of the song? Well, it's all a joke. It's like, who shot JR? Yeah. It was all a dream. I didn't say that about the cops.
He's going to say something positive, I believe. But, hey, Dom, every audience in America would be on board with this song, except the audience of the Academy Awards. And that's Working Man's Blues by Merle Haggard.
You have that, Embry?
It's playing right now.
Yeah, okay. A little country there. Anybody got a song with pork roll in there? or ham, at least. You know, we got to work these in. I'm working up the script here.
Boy.
I got the macaroni.
There you go.
Okay. All right. It's time to vote. Who did you like today, Kirk?
We're in America, so I'm going to go with Richard in Cincinnati with James Brown, Coming to America.
That was a great choice.
Yeah.
You know, that particularly with this crowd. And I don't think I'd be able to sweat, though, enough. It's not hot enough. I like the sweat coming off, you know. No, I like performers who are physical. They almost collapse on the stage.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And James Brown did that whole thing, and I think then they brought him back.
Yep.
They would revive him. I love that type of stuff. Who did you like, Henry?
I thought the best ones today. I like David and Lexington's answer, despite him being a Clemson fan.
Yes.
2001, A Space Odyssey. And then Earl of Tacony as well with the Forever in Blue Jeans.
That's an inside. I'm going to go with Kirk's today, though. Those were all good.
Living in America.
All right, cool. Tomorrow... things associated with Jersey. We did this once 3 years ago. We were inundated. By the way, two of the biggest we've ever done. Dan, what song should he have played to dance with his mother at the wedding? And Henry, The Girl Next Door. Got to go back to That Girl Next Door. It was unbelievable, the response on that. All right, we will see you tomorrow, noon until 3. And then don't forget Friday, all day there in the Wildwoods. And Rich Cioli next for 4 big hours. Follow on Twitter. At Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. Thanks today. And go out and respect the cops. Tell them you love them and you know what they're going through. Dom Giordano, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.